the mighty God with us. Amen.
The Enforcement Commission has strongly denied recent claims that the late president's son was summoned by the commission. The Lusaka City Council is concerned about the increasing disregard for the council guidelines. In international news, nearly 50 people have been killed in South Africa floods. And in sports news, Wetson Nyirenda is eyeing Matlama job in Lesotho.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanji Mulenga. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has strongly denied recent claims made by Nkanduluo that Daliso Lungu, son of the late 6th President of Zambia, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, was summoned and interrogated by the Commission yesterday. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba clarified that Mr. Lungu has not been summoned or interviewed by the Commission during the period mentioned or at any other time. He has described these allegations as contemptuous, malicious, and misleading to the nation.
The Drug Enforcement Commission is saddened by the false claims circulating through various media platforms in which Nkanduluo has alleged that the Commission on Wednesday, 11th June 2025, did summon and interrogate Mr. Daliso Lungu, son to the late 60th President of the Republic of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Members of the public may wish to note that Mr. Daliso Lungu has not been summoned or interviewed by the Commission in the period mentioned by Nkanduluo. The Commission therefore wishes to dispel Nkanduluo's claims as they are contemptuous, malicious and misleading to the nation. On the other hand, contrary to information peddled by some unscrupulous people, we wish to clarify that passports for Daliso Lungu, Chieso Lungu, Tasila Lungu and the former First Lady Esther Lungu were never seized as a bond condition. The Commission has since had occasion to interact with Daliso Lungu's lawyer, who has categorically distanced himself from Nkanduluo's claim.
In a separate development, as Zambia embraces solar energy to power homes and businesses, a growing concern is emerging over the safety and quality of solar installations. Experts warn that the influx of cheap, low-quality equipment and unqualified installers is putting many households at risk. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, energy expert Boniface Zulu has since urged consumers to prioritize quality, professional installation and ongoing maintenance to safeguard their homes and investments. Engineer Zulu noted that solar system installation is not a task for just any electrician, emphasizing the need for Zambians to conduct thorough research before purchasing and installing solar systems. He warns that neglecting this can lead to system failures or dangerous situations.
It's supposed to be sized by somebody that is a professional, that understands the total number of loads that you're having within your premises and whatever needs to be installed on that inverter. It's not the entire house that needs to be put on the solar system. Certain sockets are supposed to be isolated, pumps are supposed to be isolated, and then different type of technologies are being applied, such as high frequency inverters and low frequency inverters. So in Zambia, the cheaper one is the high frequency inverter, but it's more prone to fires. It's a high risk system which requires one to properly understand whatever they are putting in their house. And these are sold in on the Zambian market, readily available, and are on a cheaper side. Do not go for cheap, because cheap is expensive. Whatever you are bringing into your house, especially with regards to solar, a lot of precaution has to be made, and a lot of maintenance needs to be done on these systems.
In another development, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, is concerned about the increasing disregard for the council guidelines and laws of Zambia by some residents, particularly street vendors. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says despite efforts to sensitize them on the importance of operating within the designated areas, many have continued to flout the regulations. Ms. Mwamba said in the first 5 months of 2025, a total of 721 street vendors were arrested for violating the laws. She explained that out of these, 76 vendors appeared before the Fast-Track Court and were subsequently fined.
The Lusaka City Council urges all residents to respect and adhere to the laws governing the city. We are committed to maintaining order and ensuring that Lusaka remains a safe and pleasant place for all its residents.
In a separate development, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office has successfully secured the conviction of Stephen Nuwamanya, a 27-year-old Ugandan national, for concealing his true identity and unlawful stay. Nuwamanya was apprehended on 9th May 2025 during routine compliance operations conducted within Lusaka District. Following investigations, it was established that he had overstayed in the country and had concealed his true identity by falsely claiming to be a Zambian. He was subsequently charged with unlawful stay, contrary to Section 11, Subsection 3 of the Immigration and Deportation Act, and concealing true identity, contrary to Section 52 of the same Act. According to Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka, the Lusaka Magistrate Court convicted him and imposed fines of 6,000 kwacha for concealing his true identity and 6,000 kwacha for unlawful stay, bringing the penalty to 12,000 kwacha in default to serve 9 months imprisonment. In international news, at least 49 people, including several school children, have been killed in floods that have swept through South Africa's Eastern Cape province as torrential rains and snow have hit parts of the country. Provincial Premier Oscar Mabuyane said the numbers are just escalating hour after hour, noting that the situation is so bad on the ground. Among the bodies recovered are those of four children, a driver and a conductor who were on a bus that was carried away in flood waters as it was crossing a bridge in the town of Mtata on Tuesday morning. Mabuyane said rescue efforts were continuing to find four more children who had been in the vehicle that has since been found on the riverbank with no one inside. Still in international news, Uganda's National Unity Platform, NUP, has held its extraordinary delegate conference at its School of Leadership in Kamioka. The conference, which saw 127 delegates in attendance, had several issues raised, such as the increasing security brutality and frustrations during the youth nomination exercise that needed urgent solution. We monitored NTV Uganda.
Protesting the continuous brutality that is occasioned on us and the raids at our party offices, because they will not keep quiet as all of these things keep happening. Of course, they keep trying to provoke us.
They also condemned the frustration that the NUP youth had to endure to be nominated for the upcoming youth elections and criticized the actions of the Electoral Commission.
Reaching out to the Electoral Commission in protest of this, saying, this is not fair, this is not right, hopefully you can clean it up, and hopefully you can extend a bit of time so that our candidates don't get disenfranchised. Because for them to go where they are meant to be nominated from and they are sent away, it does not make sense.
We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news.